It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? I have a furry neighbor for you to see. Name's Henry. Look, he's practically asleep. Are you going to waken up and meet some of your neighbor friends, Henry? Look. Good. Come on. Mr. McFeely asked if I'd take care of him for a while this afternoon. There. Henry, welcome to our place. I have a little bit of crumpled paper. I thought maybe... How would you feel about getting that? Paper, huh? Here's some string. You're a playful kitty. Yeah, you're a playful kitty. Would you like something to eat? Would you like a little milk? You say
meow, meow, meow.
Let's get her something. So, okay, let's get you some milk. See if Henry is hungry. Are you a hungry kitty? Look here. Look what's happened to me, Henry. I got my sweater caught in my zipper. There. It's okay. Milk? Yes, yes, yes. Okay, just a second. Just a second. There's some milk. Yes, Mr. McFeely said you might like some milk. All right. Okay. Right here. See if you'd want some. Oh, you are hungry, Henry. I'll take your picture. Yes, I brought a movie camera with me today, so I thought maybe it might be fun to take Henry's picture. I'll just get over here. Fun for our collection. You know, there are people who take movies of wild animals too. They go out in the jungle and they take their cameras with them and they get as close as they can, but they're protected. But they get close up to these big animals and then they just take movies of them. Let's ask Picture Picture to show us some of those movies, okay? Picture Picture on the wall, would you kindly show us all some movies that someone has taken out in the jungle of wild animals, please? Oh, those are hippopotamuses. Here they go along. And that is a water buck. You know what that is? It's a giraffe. A long neck. Now there's a rhinoceros. See him twitching his ears? He's trying to get the flies away. Hello, rhinoceros. And there's a leopard. Resting in the shade. Hello, leopard. That's a lioness. And that's a male lion. See, the male lion has that fur mane. Look at the elephants walking along so slowly. Imagine somebody taking pictures of those great big animals out in the jungle. Like elephants. They don't hurry. Their long trunks and those great big tusks made out of ivory. Thank you very much, Picture Picture. You're welcome. Sometimes wild animals bite, you know. They get very angry and they just run and hit and bite and scratch and claw. And sometimes little babies bite too. But as you grow, you learn to use words to say that you're angry or you're happy or you're sad. And you just don't bite. No. There are lots of different ways to do things when you're angry without hurting other people. What do you do when you're angry? What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right? What do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag, or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong, and be able to do something else instead, and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this, and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a lady, and a boy can be someday a man. Right. If you're a girl, you can be a lady. If you're a boy, you can be a man. This kitty will be a cat. Mm-hmm. You'll be a cat someday. Mm-hmm. You'll grow up to be a big cat. How'd you like to go out and swing on the porch? Would you? I think that this kitty, Henry, has had enough milk for right now. Let's go to the porch and swing with Henry. Henry, have you ever swung on a porch swing before? There you go. You can jump. Are you? Well, you're... Henry jumped. Hey, there's Miss Emily. Miss Emily, come on up. I have a kitty.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Great. Will you sit in the porch swing with me?
I'd love to. Hi, what a pretty kitten. Oh, aren't you a sweetie?
I'm keeping it for Mr. McFeely today.
Oh, he's such a sweetie. What's his name?
His name is Henry.
Henry the Eighth, I wonder.
Oh, I don't know how many are in his family.
Oh, he's a pretty one.
Have you got a poem for anybody today?
Well, you know me. I always seem to be able to read your thoughts. I have a poem about, of all things, kittens.
Henry, there's a poem tailor-made for you.
Tailor-made. What fun it is to have a pet. A dog, perhaps, or better yet, a kitty cat so blithe and gay who'll always join you at your play. A paper ball tied up with string, I've always found is just the thing for lots of fun with a kitty cat. My father used to do just that. He was a schoolmaster those days, a serious man in many ways, but he could play for hours at that, a ball of string and a kitty cat. Dogs are smart, as we all know, but I've always felt, you know, that cats are the cleverer of the two. However, I leave that up to you.
There are some people who like dogs best and some people who like cats.
I know. I've always liked cats. Well,
I like the idea that your dad used to like to have a cat and play with it.
Oh, he played with it for hours upon hours. He loved cats.
Have you been to the neighborhood of make-believe lately?
Yes, I talked to Daniel not long ago.
Oh, he's one who always looks for the best in
everybody.
Oh,
he's a darling. He really is a darling little thing. He says the king won't be back until next week.
Not next week.
Not until next
week. Well, I'm sure they miss him when he's gone.
I'm sure they do. I know I do. He always entertains so royally, doesn't he? Remember the time he had that lovely Via Vetra to dance for him in the D room?
Oh, yes. I liked the time that she did all of those cat things,
oh,
you know.
Yes, well, that's very appropriate.
The lion and the kitten. Why don't we just pretend that we're there?
That's a very good idea.
Would you like to? Remember the time that Via Vetra was with King Friday? We could lean back our heads and just look and see. Miss Vetra, a cat?
Meow.
Oh, I like the way you were behind the place and then came over with your foot and into the other place. Oh, lots of places to play in this castle, are there not?
Oh, yes. Lovely castle.
You know, all cats begin as little kittens.
Yes.
I wonder if you would dance a little kitten for me, please.
I'll try.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Little kitten. Lovely. Thank you. Here's some milk for you, kitten. Here's the milk. Have another sip. Lovely. Oh, Miss Bedford, do you have another member of the cat family to show me?
Oh, yes. There are many cats.
There are many cats, aren't there?
The next one will be a tiger.
Ooh. I have a tiger friend who's a tame tiger. Are you going to be a tame tiger or a wild tiger?
I rather prefer the wild tiger.
Good, we shall watch you be a wild tiger. Pretend. Wild tiger. Excellent. What a good wild tiger you are. Like that. Can you say like a wild tiger? Good. Excellent, Miss Mitra. Do you have one more animal from the cat family to show me?
Yes, indeed.
What is it?
The very king of the beasts.
The king of the beasts.
The lion.
The lion. I'm king of the land, and you're going to be king of the beasts.
A very majestic lion.
A very majestic beast he is. Will he walk around like a king, do you suppose?
He is a king.
We'll see.
Here we go.
Thank you.
bow to you, King of the Beasts. You bow to me.
I return the bow.
Thank you kindly. I enjoy visiting with kings, but I also enjoy visiting with very talented dancers, Via Vetra. Thank you so much. Perhaps you would come with me to the sea room, where we can discuss cats at length.
I'd love to do that.
And have some chocolate with me, too. That begins with a C. It's just down the hall from the B room, across from room number 3. I shall meet you there, Miss Vetra. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, lovely feline dancing.
This kitten really close to size.
Oh, look at this sweet little thing.
It was a good performance, wasn't it, Via Vetra?
Wonderful. I love the way she dances. Which reminds me, my dear, that I better dance off myself. I'm going to see my granddaughters. I've 2 now, you know.
Oh, I know. Do you have any pictures of them?
Well, as every grandmother in the world always says, I just happen to have them with me to show to nice people like you who ask for them.
Good.
But actually, I show them whether people ask for them or not, you know.
Well,
I just show them.
You'd be proud of them.
I certainly am. Well,
oh, is that Miriam?
That is Miriam. And this is Naomi.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Aren't they lovely?
Miriam and Naomi.
Naomi. Don't you think they're charming old world names?
Oh, yes. Miriam's the older girl.
Yes, she's going to be 4 next month.
And Naomi's a baby.
Naomi's 9 months old.
Oh, I hope you'll give them a kiss for me.
I certainly will. I give them 1 for myself and 1 for you. I really must dash.
What are you going to do? You're going to have a...
Oh, yes, we're going to walk first. Then we're going to have a pretend tea party.
Oh, good.
Miriam and I have wonderful tea parties. Goodbye, Henry. I wonder if you really are Henry VIII.
Have a good day, Miss Emily.
Thank you, dear.
Goodbye. Thanks for stopping and thanks for the poem.
Morning, Henry.
Time on the porch, didn't we?
I never knew that we'd stay that long.
Miss Emily has 2 granddaughters. The older one is Miriam, and the younger one is Naomi. Yep, when Naomi came to their house, she was just a tiny baby, and Miriam was the older girl. Mm-hmm, she was the big sister. Did you ever have a baby come to your house to live? Did you? When a baby comes to your house, it's a girl or it's a boy. It's a sister or a brother, but it's never just a toy. It can cry and it can holler. It can wet and it can coo. But there's one thing it can never be like you. You were there before the baby. Now the baby's always there. Now you wait for special moments with your mother in the chair. You're a very special person. You are special to your mom. And your dad begins to say, you'll always be the older one. It's so good to know that always there's a special place for you, and a special place for baby, right inside the family too. You've a place that no one else has. There is only one like you. Only one like you. Mm-hmm. Doing okay, Henry? There's only one like you, too. Henry, cleaning your paws. You're a fine kitty. Why don't you pretend you're a kitty? You could do that. You know, the way Via Vetra did. Lick your paws. Just the way Henry's doing now. Why don't you pretend you're a lion, too? Right. Good. Now, why don't you just stand up and pretend you're an elephant and walk very slowly and very hard. Good. Fine. That's the way the elephants walk along. Right. Let's go over and thank Picture Picture again for showing us those wild animals. Okay, thanks, Picture Picture, again, for showing us those wild animals. I hope you have a good weekend. You too, Mr. Rogers. Oh, thank you, Picture Picture. Hope you have a good weekend, too. I'll be thinking about you the whole time, beginning tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each week such a special one. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.